Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We all know that consumers will share their anger far quicker and more widely if they experience poor customer service than if they have a positive experience. And so customer service matters, or at least it should matter. Close Brothers finances thousands of car purchases in Britain and Ireland, and they are sponsors of the Customer Service Award in the forthcoming Changemakers on Newstalk. And Peter Pedlow is the Director of Sales with Close Brothers Motor Finance and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Close Brothers have gone back a few years, haven't they?
They have indeed. Close Brothers themselves as a UK business have been around from the late 1800s.
Okay.
So they are very well established.
They funded a few cars.
They certainly have. Yeah. They certainly have. Railroads as well, surprisingly.
And it's a merchant bank, is it?
It is indeed. They're a modern merchant bank, specialist lender, focusing on motor finance, asset finance, property finance, wealth management, kind of cover everything.
Okay, and they have a banking license here? Or?
No, they don't have a banking license here as such. They are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. We are working currently on getting a retail credit firm license. Mm. Which some of the team above me are heavily involved in just now. Mm-hmm.
And is there any chance that you might broaden out from motor finance to funding loans without an assets that you could reclaim?
Yeah, so our vision is very much to be where the consumer chooses finance, first and foremost. The customer...
That sounds like a yes.
Certainly, we want to be in a position to allow ourselves to grow and evolve, right? You know, the motor finance industry and the industry as a whole has gone through a huge evolution post-COVID. Around 80 to 85% of all consumers start their buying journey online. So from our perspective, we are heavily focused just now, one, on having the right products for people. We just launched this week Close PCP, which is a form of hire purchase known as a personal contract plan. And what that will enable us to do is to reach out to more consumers to give them the ability to have more flexibility and more choice when it comes to financing the next vehicle.
Mm. There was a car finance issue in the UK, didn't the Supreme Court ruling that there has to be some maybe even compensation paid?
Yes, across in the UK, there is a court case live just now. There are a number of lenders that are involved in that.
Mm-hmm. In terms of lending here and in terms of customer service, I mentioned the outlet, customer service has never stopped being important. And yet, there are still major issues with customer service. I just don't understand why, given the fact that, as I said, people complain way more when they get a bad service.
Yeah, I think it's just the nature of people, to be fair. We are very, very lucky in a sense that to us, customer experience is centre focus, and it should be for any great business. And I believe it comes down to three key pillars. I think those pillars are being focused on product, they're being focused on people, and being focused on technology. As I stated already, our vision is very much to be where the consumer chooses finance. Mm. And by focusing on those three key areas, we will allow ourselves to continue to evolve to meet those needs. From a product perspective, like I've said, you know, we've launched PCP this week, which will afford customers greater choice and flexibility when it comes to buying their next car. From a people perspective, we have more than doubled the size of our team in the last 6 months. And what that enables us to do, we know how important cars are and vans are to
the number one source of complaints with the CCPC.
Cars and vans. Mm. They may well be, right? But that's because cars and vans are so important to people and businesses in Ireland. You know, without a car, they struggle to take their kids to school. Without a car, they'll struggle to get to their place of work. And we know how important it is to be in your work because you're generating an income to support your family. We know how important LCVs, so vans, are to businesses because without those vans... they may not be fit to function. They may not be fit to generate any revenue for their businesses. And we know the problems that that can incur. Our people are the centre to what we want to do. And without them and the diligence that they do in the day job with regards to finding the right financial solution for all credit histories, you know, that's where we need to be in order to make sure that we give the best experience possible.
Don't deal directly with customers per se. When someone is buying a car and they want to finance it somehow, they do it. The garage gets in touch with you guys, isn't that right?
Yes and no. So there are two means with which a consumer can be proposed to us. So they can They can use a third-party site, the likes of Dun Dealer or Cars Ireland, or a dealer's website, and avail of our calculator so that they're fit to get a quotation and send us their information. So that's one way in which they can propose themselves to us. Or they can do it on the forecourt in the dealership. We have a proposal system called Close Connect that the dealers use. They send us the information. We give a decision to consumers in less than 30 minutes, sometimes in seconds. Mm. And it's that type of technology that really supports today's consumers in their buying journey. We know we all as consumers have, our habits have changed hugely in the last 5 years. We want things and we want things now. And we're now in a position that our technology could allow those consumers in many ways to get the car, finance, apply for it, be accepted and drive away in the same day. Absolutely.
And what kind of rates do you charge? I mean, obviously the ECB rates are around whatever, 2.5% and potentially heading south. But a typical loan might be closer to 5% to 6%. What kind of rates are charged for a car loan?
Our rates will fluctuate depending on...
What's the typical rate, the customer type?
Our rates will fluctuate depending on the customer type, right? So what we view internally, the rates are set by our underwriters on the basis... we assess a few things. So we assess a customer's credit history. We assess the type of asset that they're trying to buy. And we look at their affordability, because it's all well and good having a nice luxury car. But if it's to the detriment of being able to put food on the table or being able to cover your rent or your mortgage,
electronically in seconds?
Yes, absolutely. There's lots of rules and lots of well above. I'm not IT savvy in that extent, but you know the technology nowadays is transformational in many ways. You know, if I think back to when I first started in the industry in the late 90s, you know, we had to capture consumers' details, put it on a piece of paper and fax it, and you would have got a decision in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that lenders now can give a decision in seconds, I think is fantastic.
Okay, so we're talking about 7, 8, 9%?
It can fluctuate. It can be lower.
It could be lower.
10%. It can be higher. It can be lower and it can be higher.
So it could be over 10%.
Absolutely, yeah. From an APR perspective, absolutely, it could do.
Just want to get an idea. Peter, thanks very much for coming in.
No problem.
That's Peter from Close Brothers, Peter Pedlow from Close Brothers, who are sponsors of the Customer Service Award for the forthcoming Changemakers and News Talk.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.